Vermont officials have been warning drug users about a potentially dangerous batch of heroin that's been making the rounds over the past week. They say it could be responsible for at least 10 overdoses so far. New Hampshire has been toughening its drug laws against dealers who sell deadly doses, and one dealer in Bennington County was reportedly charged with second-degree murder last winter. We wanted to know whether that approach is really effective. So to learn more, we're talking with Robin Weber. She's with the Crime Research Group based in Montpelier. Robin, welcome to VPR.
Thank you.
If we look at the data in Vermont and nationally, what does it say about whether these tough sentences actually deter drug dealers and drug users?
Well, deterrence as a general principle of punishment requires that criminal believe that they're likely to be caught and that punishment will be swift, certain, and severe. And that doesn't happen in our justice system. Drug users use drugs frequently without ever getting caught. The idea that they're going to get caught is not really part of the economics of making that decision to use a drug.
And what effect do these laws have, if they have any effect then, when we're talking about harsher sentences for people who deal or use drugs?
Well, let's take the idea of prosecuting somebody for homicide when they provide the drug that causes an overdose. This is the prosecutor deciding, in prosecutorial discretion, deciding that this behavior is so reprehensible that it rises to the level of homicide. So they're acting on the will of the people and for the people that elect them to punish this type of behavior. So it's more about calling the action a crime beyond the crime of just dealing drugs.
I mean, I could hear some listeners saying it only seems fair that someone who sells a batch of drugs that kills people should get a tougher sentence than someone who maybe sells a batch of drugs that doesn't kill a bunch of people.
Sure.
Is that a part of criminal justice, that tougher sentences are about something more than prevention?
The rationale behind our sentencing scheme is retribution, which is simply, it makes us feel good to punish people, right? You've done something wrong and we are going to punish you. Society is going to take something from you because you have done something against society. The other purposes of punishment are rehabilitation, and deterrence is sometimes thrown out there. And in some cases it works, but not for drugs.
When it comes to sentencing people for drug crimes, where does Vermont stand compared to the rest of the country? Are we harsher or more lenient on drug offenders than other states?
Just looking at the sentences for the past few years on heroin use here in Vermont, we tend to, for low-level users, our most common, so that would just be somebody arrested for a small amount. The most common sentence was straight incarceration, but the max, total max in years was only 1 year. We tend to have a lot of split sentences, which other states don't generally have. And a split sentence is when you spend some time inside the facility and then the rest of the time on probation, and it's more of a rehabilitative sentence. We also do a lot of deferred sentences for heroin possession. And a deferred sentence is a more rehabilitative sentence. The defendant has to behave for a few years and follow the orders of the court, which often includes some kind of assessment on drug counseling, and then the conviction goes away. So I would say that Vermont tends to be more rehabilitative in its approaches to sentencing for heroin users and drug users in general.
I hear what you're saying about these potentially tough consequences not deterring drug use.
Mm-hmm.
My larger question is there anything on the criminal justice side of things versus the public health or the treatment side of things that has proved to be effective when it comes to deterring opiate abuse?
No. It's speeding, right? The speed limit is 65 on the freeway here, and people go faster than that. And they go faster because they know that the likelihood of them getting caught is very slim, and they make that choice to continue to speed. So the speeding laws aren't deterring people. And most people aren't going out there committing homicide because homicide is illegal. They're not committing homicide because it's against their own personal code. So it's not the law that's stopping people from killing each other. It's people's personal code.
We've been talking with Dr. Robin Weber. She is the director of research at the Crime Research Group based in Montpelier. Doctor, thanks for your time.
Sure. Thank you.